Joining me on the phone is a very special guest, Kim Blackwell, the Managing Artistic Director of Fourth Line Theater. Two wonderful productions coming up. Kim will tell us all about it. Idyllic, rural, quintessentially Canadian. Each year, the Fourth Line Theater Company presents Canadian plays written by and about Canadians. Small town stories, broad national sagas that touch a nerve in all of us. Well, here to touch our nerve is Kim. Welcome to the Classical Jukebox.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful to have you. Well, I'm intrigued, as are our listeners, about some of these upcoming shows. Next up is The Tilco Strike, written by Darcy Jenish. That is June 27th to July 22nd. Tell us a little bit about this historical event. A year-long fight, from what I'm reading here, between 35 poorly paid women and their hard-nosed male bosses who were determined to crush the woman and their union. That strike began in December 1965 over a $25 bonus that escalated into an epic battle, and that's changed labor relations as we know them in Ontario forever. Just a little background, Kim. I did research. $25 in 1965 money comes out to a $240 bonus in today's money. Tell us a little bit about this production.
Yeah, so not a huge bonus, but you know, it was plant was owned by three guys who had mortgaged their houses, and it was a penny plastics factory, so making the combs, you know, the greaser combs of the 1950s and 60s. So there wasn't a huge margin. Both sides had have a very interesting perspective and point, but basically the women, with the support of the Textile Workers of America, even though they were not textile workers, they went on strike here in Peterborough. And Peterborough, like a lot of small towns in Ontario and across the country in this period, had lots of factories. Lots of people worked in factories and lived their whole lives and were able to buy houses and have good lives with the factory work. A lot of that, of course, we know has gone. But at one point in Peterborough, there were 55 trade unions. And so when the women went on strike, even though there was only a handful of them, really, you know, the larger Peterborough labor movement than the larger Ontario labor movement got behind them. And at that point, bosses were able to get these injunctions to limit the number of picketers. And ultimately, the women were not successful in their fight, but there was a royal commission. And then from that, the kind of the injunction, the ability to easily or rubber stamp get an injunction ended. So for a period there, the labor movement was much stronger in Ontario, kind of on the backs of the women from the Tilco Plastics plant in Peterborough, Ontario.
How are you recreating this injunction, this tension between the two parties on stage?
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the really interesting things. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful characters pulled from historical people, based on real people. A lot of research that Darcy has done based on articles in the Toronto Star, Peterborough Examiner, a lot of historical information he's been able to find. But the tensions were very, very extreme. So I think you're going to see a lot of, I know there's a lot of, you know, stage combat and stage fights that you're going to see this summer in that play, as well as in the Cabin Blazers. So I think the tension will be captured. That time is it's 1965 into 66, so it's a great period for music. It's a great period for clothing. I think it's going to be a highly entertaining and informative show.
Very interesting. And then coming up after that is we go all the way back to the 19th century, and here we go into religious conflict, Catholic, Protestant, Irish settlers in Cavan Township, early to mid 19th century. Speaking of tensions, that is something that can really be shown in a modern lens in some ways.
Yeah, for sure. I think at any given point in the news cycle and in the world, there are religious tensions between people in the same countries who, from the outside, look exactly the same. And yet we know through history that incredible atrocities have been committed in those situations. And so that Irish issue between the Protestants and the Catholics from Ireland, specifically Northern Ireland, was really brought over here to Canada into a lot of these communities. And so where our theater is situated was a predominantly Protestant enclave. And into it, this Justice Patrick McGuire decided to try to establish a Catholic settlement. And there was a group of young men in the township called themselves the Cavan Blazers. They thought of themselves a bit like Robin Hood for the Protestants. And when the Catholic started to encroach, they really did take a very strong and ultimately violent stance. So this is a big, sweeping, epic play. There will be 50 in the cast. There will be horses and burnings and chickens. And it is our flagship play. It's the play that started the theater all the way back in 1992.
I noticed, Back by Popular Demand by Robert Winslow, August 1st to August 23rd this year. Very, very, intriguing. speaking production, I can just envision, especially in Millbrook, Ontario, where your theater company is based, just, you know, the planters, loyalists coming out of the woods. You have such such an incredible setting to get this, you know, historical authenticity, you know, for the viewers.
Yeah, and we have such community support in this play. So we have people from the age of 7 months old all the way up into their 70s and 80s in the play, and families, whole families will be acting in that play as well as joining our professional actors. So it's a really wonderful community experience, and it is epic.
Millbrook is a tiny town. I think I noticed 1,600 permanent residents. No doubt you draw many tourists to the region, a very idyllic setting there. Picnics, bird songs, sunsets. You've been doing this for decades now. How have you seen this theater production company evolve over the years?
Well, in some ways, right out of the gate, the community embraced the theater. I've been there since 1992 myself, but Rob Winslow, who's the founder of the theater and was the original artistic director, he's from there. His family's been there since the 1850s.
Wow.
And so there was a kind of an instant legitimacy and trust of Rob and
yep.
this merry band of thespians he brought out to his family farm every summer. And from that early days right through to now, we've just had incredible audience support. And it is really exciting to have sat down in one community for now into our fourth decade and really told the stories of a place.
It sounds like you're really bringing history to life. Good luck with these upcoming two productions. Thanks for giving us a little teaser. And we invite our audience to come out, see these splendid productions right out in nature. The pictures are really, truly fabulous from what I'm seeing here. So to get your tickets, go to fourthlinetheater.on.ca, and that is the digit 4. So 4thlinetheater.on.ca. Any closing thoughts, Kim?
Yeah, my only closing thought would be I look forward to seeing everybody at the farm. It is a truly beautiful place, 100 acres. Most of the time, the sun is shining and the birds are singing and the barn swallows are swooping. And it's a pretty magical place to come and spend a summer evening.
Terrific. Well, we'll work on ensuring that sun keeps shining. That's the one uncontrollable factor, but you've got all the rest in really tightly controlled. Well, we wish you plenty of sunshine, a packed crowd at both productions, and many inspiring, unforgettable moments ahead. Thank you for joining us, Kim.
Thank you so much.